You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Mira Sefsodi on The Bigger Picture. And in our Unity series, we are moving away slightly from what we usually talk about. In the studio with me is our usual Unity advocate, Anna Zubedi.
Good afternoon, Mira.
Good afternoon. And someone really special, Chung Hong Ling, who has been on The Bigger Picture before. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mira.
Hong Ling, you were one of the first few living organ donors in Malaysia. Yeah. Could you roughly, quickly recap the story? I know you donated part of your liver to someone by the name of
Anchi.
Could you tell us a little bit about your experience?
Basically, at first I received an email. I first thought it was for blood. So since I have O blood, so I just responded and SMS the person on the email to ask whether it's still needed. And they said, yes, it's needed, but it's liver, not blood. So I was taken aback. But then I thought, we are already in touch. Why not give it a try? So I tried. The rest is history, and I donated 60% of my liver to Anchi.
What year was this?
This was last year, January 14, 2009.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, Anchi passed away in September.
Yeah. In fact, it was just a few weeks after BFM interviewed me. And she actually, 5 months after the liver transplant, she got bone cancer. And after the chemotherapy, her immune system was very low. So once she contracted the lung infection, she passed away within 36 hours.
How did that make you feel?
Well, at first I feel very sad, but also happy that because she does not need to suffer anymore. And at the same time, she has been through a lot for the past 2 years, struggled so much and all that. And I'm also glad that my liver has been used, you know, to save a life. A lot of people say it's wasted. I say if you die today and your organs are not donated, then it is wasted. But mine has been used for 8 months, you see.
Also, I remember, you know, you SMS me something. And we both decided that, you know, while we, I think she had extra, 7-8 months after that?
8 months.
We gave Anchi 8 months of extra life and at the same time, you know, lifetime of hope, you know. Yeah, so it's not wasted. It's definitely not wasted. Yeah.
Hong Ling, you have come up with a book called I Don't Know You, But Let Me Save You, A Liver Donor Recounts Her Journey. And this book will be published by Zubedi.
Yes, correct, yeah.
What is this book about?
This book is about my story, and I plan to put it in a simple language, and also what are the process and procedures that I have been through. Because coming from the transplant itself, I found that I'm very lonely in the journey. Not because that I do not have company, but is that I do not know what's next in the whole procedure of transplant. So basically, this will also hopefully serve as a guide through for those who wants to donate their liver to a loved one. And secondly, a lot of people ask me the same question when you know, someone introduced me to say, hey, this is Hong Ling, she donated part of liver. The first question, why? The second question, how? You know, it's all the same question. So next time if people ask me the question, I will prepare my book. You read my book.
Okay, alright. Now you have, this book is in three parts. Can you tell us a little bit about part one?
Part one will be my story and how my encounter with organ donation, how it all came about. Mostly all the frequently asked questions by people will be answered in the first part of the book. The second part of the book will be on frequently asked questions on organ donation itself. What is organ donation? Why is it important? Religious views and things like that. But the most important part of the book is the third part. The third part only consists of two sheets of paper. But one sheet is the organ donor form. The other sheet is the card where you can cut out the organ donor card, you see. So that is the most important part because action is most important in the book. The reader may read and understand, but it is their action pledging the organs that will save lives in the end.
Anas, how did you get to know Hong Ling?
Hong Ling attended one of my talks. I think it's about marketing and entrepreneur or something like that. And right after the talk, she came over and introduced herself and while we chit-chatted. And I saw her dynamism and her. And I didn't know who she was. And then when I found out she's Hong Ling, the person who who donated part of her liver. I was very impressed, and in fact, I felt very honored. Yeah? I felt very inspired. You know, and after we had a drink, and then we had a tetarik or something, and then she told me she was writing a book, and I told her that I'm starting up. I've started a small publishing house, and I asked her whether, you know, why don't you pass me the manuscript? And I read the manuscript one night, and you know, I immediately decided that, you know, I want to publish this book. It's an amazing book. I think the part that really touched me when after the operation, she has a huge Mercedes logo on her body, you know, her stomach, and it's really huge. It's not like 8 inches per line, you know.
14 inches.
14 inches in totality. And the doctor actually before is that in the book, this story? The doctor who I think a psychologist, is it? The psychiatrist, psychologist.
The physician who cut me open.
They asked whether you sure you want to do this, you know, because you know the man who wants to marry you may not like it to have a
scar.
A big scar there. And her answer, if the guy have issue with that, then he's not worthy to be married to, you know? So I thought it was a very smart and very deep answer, and I told her, why don't I publish the book? And now and then, you know, the rest of history lah. Yeah.
I remember meeting Hong Ling for the first time, and I remember asking you, we only have one liver.
Yeah.
How did you donate that liver?
Actually, our liver, it is one, but it is divided into two very distinct lobes. So we have a left lobe and right lobe. Basically, I'm donating to Aunt Chi. Aunt Chi was 13 years old at that time. So since she's an adult, I need to part with the bigger lobe, which is the right lobe. So right lobe is 60% of my liver.
Does that lobe grow again?
Yeah, the left lobe will grow back, but I cannot donate again. I don't want to have the second Mercedes, but not because of that. But because when they actually part with the liver, the big arteries is also transplanted to her. So while the liver grows back, the artery does not, you see. So basically, I can only donate once.
How would you connect organ donation with your quest for unity, Anas?
Well, you see, the thing is, when it comes to things as deep as this, important things like that, you realize that all this idea of division does not work anymore. Yeah, this is how nature, or you want to call it God, wants to teach us. You see, it does not mean if, let's say, you're from a rich person, you can your organ will be accepted by another rich person. It can be anyone at all. Similarly, if you're, you know, you can be a Chinese, that does not mean another Chinese can accept. It can be any race. So when we donate our organ, it can serve the purpose of anyone, everyone, as long as it matches you. Mm. Yeah, it shows that, you know, is, you know, when you donate, you know, when someone passed away, how many percent of your body can donate?
Quite a lot. And you can save more than 50 to 100 people.
Yeah, know? 50 to 100 yeah. people. And whatever you donated, yeah, will be serving or saving lives of all, not just Malaysians, all over the world. Whether they're Malay, Chinese, Indian, Sabahan, Sarawakian, rich or poor people, we are still one.
We are talking about unity and organ donation today with Anas Zubedi and Hong Ling. When we come back, we'll find out about the taboos in Malaysia regarding organ donation on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. We're on our Unity series with Anas Zubedi and Hong Ling. We are talking about organ donation and unity this afternoon. There are a lot of taboos with all races, if you ask me, when it comes to organ donation. What are your comments on it?
Well, someone even asked me before, Hong Ling, how do I convince someone to pledge their organs? You know, pledging only is only just a signature in a form. How come they don't donate? And they asked me why people don't donate. I said, I don't know. I can donate part of my liver. So I don't know why people won't donate. But again, I told them, you can always say that religions, yes, they allow. But yet, if you would ask the best ulama or the best pope to tell and explain, and that person still say no, there's no use for us to convince her or him further. You see, it's all in the mindset of a person. So basically, if you think it is a good thing to do, then do it. If it is not, and you might want some time to think about it, go ahead, think about it, you know, take your time.
What about you, Anas?
I think, as Hong Ling was saying, I think many of us feel, I think a lot of us fear, and then without knowledge, I think that's the reason some people may feel that they want to be complete when they are, you know,
go to the other land.
Yeah, go to the other land. As Hong Ling was saying, you can get the most top ulama or the pope or top temple priest to say it, when somebody do not want to donate, then be it. The idea is, I think we should look for those who are willing to donate but not taking action. Yeah. I think that's where should be our target. And of course, all religion tells us very clearly to save a life is very good. And even the Quran will say, I think you quoted in the book,
yes.
The Quran says if you save one life, it's like saving the entire mankind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worth of organ donor. Yeah, so it is unfortunate because there are people who are, even in my office, for example, when I brought it up, not everybody, I think, wrote in.
Yeah.
Not everybody wrote in to say yes. Because immediately after I know Hong Ling, I asked her to give us the forms and put it in the office, but we didn't force anyone to do it. Because I think a person must decide freely to donate their organ.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this time we're asking to donate after death, not the present time, you know.
And in fact, speaking about the taboo, saying people want the whole body intact after death. In fact, it's quite funny that only during the thorough test for this liver donation that I found out that I only have one kidney. They say I'm so passionate on organ donation, must be the last life I donated that kidney. So that's why I only have one.
You
But then again,
you don't want to scare off anyone.
but then again, if you donated your heart, then if this life you don't have a heart, you cannot live, right?
Correct.
So it's just a joke with that.
Okay. Have you pledged your organs, Anas?
Definitely. Yeah.
You have.
Immediately after I know Hong Ling, I think within the next 2-3 weeks, I got her to send the forms in my office, and I carry it in my wallet now. That's the thing. So anything happened to me, an accident, so the person can see I have a pledge, you know, and say they can quickly take. I mean, my eyes are not so good, you know. I don't know about the rest. Yeah, the rest maybe can help. I think I have like a liver full of, you know, nasi lemak and and roti canai and full of cholesterol, but I guess it's still better than having cholesterol dying, you know.
I was told that one of the very important things that one, a donor or someone who pledges their organs needs to do is to inform their next of kin or family members, because if they don't know, then when the person passes away, then you know, what do you do?
Yeah, in the end, when you actually sign the pledge form, this is not a contract, meaning to say your family members must know about it. Because in the end, when you that moment when you die, you cannot wake up and say, hey, I want to donate my organ and die back, you know. So your family members must know. Your family members must be able to tell or in fact, if they can't tell, maybe they won't object to the doctors taking the organs. But then again, even if you have pledged your whole body all your organs, they won't take all, you see. At that point of time, whichever matches, whichever that they might be of use, then they will take. In Malaysia, it is very, very strict. When they take out an organ, it is very rare that they don't use it.
Where will proceeds from the sale of this book go to?
I told Hong Ling from the very beginning that when I take over her project, I do not want to take any profit from this. Yeah, but what we'll do is, you know, if we do make a profit, you know how difficult to make a profit selling books. Yeah, and it's not easy. About 50-55% is taken over by distribution itself. What we'll do is we try to break even. Yeah, and after that, whatever proceeds that we make, any profit, I'll pass it to Hong Ling. I think she need what you call support, because Hong Ling is very passionate about selling the idea of pledging organ donation. So she need. I told her that if you want to set up like a small social entrepreneur, she needs salary. So I think whatever proceeds, if let's say, you know, it really sells well, all the money will go to Hong Ling with the hope that that will help her maybe for a few months to finance her to go around doing the same thing. I think we need to have a face out there to do this. Someone not just from the government, someone outside, an individual, someone who has credibility because she has done it. Mm-hmm. And Hong Ling is she's a very good speaker, public speaker. You know, she can go around, convince people to pledge their organ. So no proceeds, no profit will be taken by Zubiri. It's all if we make profit, we'll pass it to Hong Ling.
And give me this opportunity to say thank you to Zubiri.
Sama-sama. I think the pledge is mine.
Where will this book be available?
This book will be available throughout all major bookstores, and of course, for international listeners, we may even sell it online through my website. My website will be at hongling.com, HOONGLING.com.
Yes.
If you'd like to get a copy, it will be available at major bookstores. It's called I Don't Know You, But Let Me Save You, A Liver Donor Recounts Her Journey by Hong Ling. Now, if you would like more information, you could either log on to www.hongling.com or www.mst.org.my. That's the Malaysian Society of Transplantation. This is The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.